In March 2020, something happened that had never happened before in history. Governments around the world told billions of people, including children, parents, and grandparents, to stay inside their homes. Schools closed. Playgrounds were locked with chains. Stores shut their doors. Streets that were usually full of people and cars became silent and empty. This was called a lockdown, and it changed life for nearly everyone on Earth. Why did leaders decide to try something so new and so extreme? And what happened when they did? A lockdown is when the government tells most people they must stay home and cannot go to work, school, or even visit friends and family. During the COVID-19 lockdowns, many things were forbidden. Going to church, playing at parks, eating at restaurants, or gathering with people who didn't live in your house. This was different from a quarantine, which is an older practice. For hundreds of years, when someone was sick with a contagious disease, that person would be separated from healthy people until they got better. This made sense. You keep sick people away from well people to stop the disease from spreading. But a lockdown was something new. It kept everyone home, whether they were sick or not. In late 2019, doctors in Wuhan, China, noticed that some people were getting very sick with a new kind of illness. By January 2020, the disease, caused by a virus called SARS-CoV-2, had a name: COVID-19. The city of Wuhan, with its 11 million people, was locked down on January 23, 2020. People could not leave their homes or travel outside the city. Many people around the world watched the news from China with concern. Then, in late February, a region in northern Italy called Lombardy began seeing many cases of COVID-19, and Italian leaders decided to try China's approach. On March 9, 2020, Italy became the first country in the Western world to order a nationwide lockdown. Other countries quickly followed. In the United States, on March 13, 2020, the president declared a national emergency. Within days, governors across America began issuing stay-at-home orders. By the end of March, most Americans were told to remain in their houses except for essential activities like buying groceries. Before 2020, public health experts had studied pandemics, diseases that are very widespread, for decades, and most of them had not recommended lockdowns as a way to fight disease. In 2006, a famous doctor named Donald Henderson, who had helped eliminate the deadly disease smallpox, wrote a report warning against lockdowns. He explained that quarantining large groups of healthy people would be ineffective and impractical and could cause terrible harm to society. In 2019, just months before COVID-19 appeared, the World Health Organization published guidelines saying that in a pandemic, measures like closing borders, shutting down workplaces, and quarantining people who weren't sick were not recommended in any circumstances. Yet in 2020, almost every government in the world threw out these plans and tried lockdowns instead. Why? Part of the answer lies in fear. Early predictions suggested that COVID-19 might kill millions of people very quickly if nothing was done. These terrifying numbers convinced many leaders to take drastic action. To understand how unusual the 2020 response was, it helps to look at how humans dealt with diseases in the past. The 1918 Spanish flu was one of the deadliest pandemics in history, killing tens of millions of people worldwide. During that pandemic, some cities closed schools or banned large gatherings for short periods, but they did not lock everyone in their homes or shut down the entire economy. Healthy people still went to work. Hospitals tried to care for the sick. Life continued, even though it was difficult and sad. More recently, the Asian flu of 1957 to 58 and the Hong Kong flu of 1968 each killed more than 1 million people around the world. But during those pandemics, schools stayed open, businesses operated normally, and there were no lockdowns. The famous Woodstock Music Festival in 1969, where hundreds of thousands of young people gathered together, happened while the Hong Kong flu was still spreading. In 2009, the H1N1 swine flu pandemic infected millions of people, but again, there were no lockdowns, no school closures lasting months, and no stay-at-home orders. So when lockdowns were imposed in 2020, it truly was the first time in modern history that governments had tried to stop a disease by shutting down normal life for everyone, healthy and sick alike. The phrase flatten the curve was very popular in early 2020. The idea was simple. If too many people got sick at the same time, hospitals might run out of beds and doctors. By staying home for a short while, perhaps 2 or 3 weeks, people could slow down the spread of the virus. This would give hospitals time to prepare. Most Americans went along with this plan willingly. They wanted to help. They trusted that the lockdowns would be brief. The original goal was not to stop the virus completely, but just to make sure hospitals could handle the number of sick patients. But something happened that many people did not expect. The lockdowns kept getting extended. 2 weeks became a month. A month became several months. In some places, restrictions lasted more than a year. The rules changed too. What started as a request to stay home if you can became an order backed by fines and even arrests in some places. Not every country responded the same way. Sweden, a country in Northern Europe, decided not to lock down. Schools stayed open for children under 16. Restaurants and businesses continued to operate. And the government gave advice rather than orders. Swedish leaders believed that lockdowns would cause more harm than they would prevent. This made Sweden an important example. It was a chance to see what would happen in a country that made a different choice. In the United States, different states made different decisions. 10 states never issued lockdown orders at all, while others had some of the strictest rules in the world. This meant that Americans living just across a state border from each other might have completely different experiences. Understanding what lockdowns were and why they were so unusual helps us think carefully about what happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. For the first time ever, governments tried an experiment on entire populations. Whether or not lockdowns were the right choice is something people still debate today. As we'll see in the lessons ahead, the lockdown decisions affected almost every part of life: how children learned, whether parents could work, whether families could visit loved ones, and even how people thought about their neighbors. Billions of people made enormous sacrifices because they were told it was necessary. But how did governments convince so many people to give up so much so quickly? The answer has a lot to do with fear, and with how powerful that emotion can be when it spreads. Discussion questions. During the 1918 Spanish flu and other past pandemics, people still went to work and children still went to school, even though many people were getting sick. What do you think was different about 2020 that made leaders believe everyone, even healthy people, needed to stay home? Sweden chose not to lock down, while most other countries did. If you were a scientist studying pandemics, what questions would you want to ask about what happened in Sweden compared to countries that locked down? Continue listening by purchasing the unit study for understanding the COVID-19 lockdowns on palacenter.com.